on campus
and online.
This is URN. The Pulse.
The University of Nottingham is to host its first ever triathlon this weekend, organised by students to raise money for the dementia research project Life Cycle 5. The Varsity Triathlon will be held on the University Park campus on Sunday and is open to anyone, involving a 400-metre indoor swim, a 15-kilometre cycle and a 5-kilometre run. A second councillor has quit the Labour Party in charge of Nottinghamshire County Council in under a year. This follows the resignation of Ian Campbell, who left the party without a majority in August. Mr Wilmot blamed fighting within the party for his resignation, saying that it had greatly affected his health. An undercover journalist has revealed that many immigrants are smuggled out of the UK to Italy and then back again to exploit an asylum loophole that would allow them to live in Europe rather than being returned to their home countries. Former Chief Inspector of Borders and Immigration said that the investigation had revealed a serious issue. A British woman, Sally Addy, has been listed among the 23 victims killed in the Tunisia museum shootings. 9 people have been arrested in connection with the gun attack linked to the Islamic State. Kate Blanchett says that the new live-action version of Cinderella gives the first ever psychological insight into the characters. She plays the wicked stepmother in the Disney remake, which premiered in London last night.
You understand what makes the stepmother tick. You don't necessarily condone her actions, her cruelty towards Cinderella. But also definitely in what Lily has had, the way she's realised Cinderella is that she's infused her with a quiet dignity.
Manchester United manager Louis van Gaal says he will retire from football when his spell with the club ends. The 63-year-old, who's contracted with United until 2017, wants to spend more time with his family. Today's weather will see early patches of fog that will clear soon to a dry day with sunny spells. Cloud will increase throughout the day later. That's all for the news that matters to you on URN. The time is now 23 minutes to 12.